We have arrived. The stage is being set, and it's Spy Wednesday. Yesterday, we took on the words of Peter, "I would die for you, Lord, before denying you." And he denied him. And on Spy Wednesday, in order to prepare ourselves to enter most fully into these three sacred days of the Holy Triduum, the Church gives us the recounting of the betrayal. And our tradition tells us, that's us. Why? So that we can enter into these 3 days and we have a choice. We could be Peter, deny him, flee, and then return. We could be Judas, betray him, give up all hope and despair. Or we could wait, stay close to the Lord Jesus in our denial, in our betrayal, which we all have, and be Mary Magdalene on Sunday morning, and be the one who runs to that tomb with eager anticipation, having received and been converted by the mercy of Jesus Christ. As we stay with him on the cross, Judas wasn't there, Peter wasn't there, Mary Magdalene was there, all of them abject sinners, and all of us. So we take them on, and we have a choice. Do we flee, as Peter did? Do we despair, as Judas did? Or do we stay close to that cross and embrace it on Good Friday and run to the tomb Sunday morning with eager anticipation, because we can't wait to see our Lord. We want to see our Lord because we've been touched by his mercy. Mary ran to him. He cast 7 demons out of her. She was unworthy, but she stayed with him in his pain and her own, and met him early Sunday morning in the resurrection. I pray that these are very profound and transformative days for all of you as we enter tomorrow into the Blessed Triduum, the great recounting of the saving mysteries of us who have been purchased at the greatest price possible, us, sinners, Judas's, Peter's, and Mary Magdalene's, with demons, betrayal, and denial on our lips, but redemption so close at hand.